The Navi tells us, Ko Amar Hashem Yisrael Som Haravi, the Som, the fast of the fourth month, the Som HaChamishi, the fast of the fifth month, the Som HaShavi, and the fast of the seventh month, the Som HaSiri, the fast of the tenth month, Yeh Lebeis Yehuda LeSason Ulesimcha. So the fast of the fourth month is Yud Zayin Tammuz, or I should say in the month of Tammuz. The fast of the fifth month is Tisha B'Av. The fast of the seventh month is Som Gedalia. And the fast of the tenth month is Asara B'Teves. And the Pasuk continues, Dom Rabbi Yehuda Beis Yehuda LeSason LeSimcha. So the Gemara points out an apparent contradiction. On one hand, the Pasuk calls it a tzom, fast, in assumes, I guess, at least not a day of simcha, minimally, if not more. And yet it says, sasom v'simcha on the Pasuk. So let's understand. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches, the Mishnah talks about the sixth months of a year, Ashlisha Chadasha Mashulchan Yotzin, and it goes through the dates. Al Hanisim Leha Pesach, Al Avim Leha Tainis, Al Elo Bnei Rosh Hashanah, Al Tishrei Bnei Takana Moados, Al Kisrei Bnei Chanukah, Al Adar Bnei Purim. And when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, they went out even Bnei Af Aliyah Bnei Pesach Katan. So the Gemara wants to know, what about Tammuz and Tevis, right? How are we going to know how to fast in Tammuz or in Tevis? It didn't say our messenger. So we know, let's go back a step. There's only one biblical fast in the Torah, and that is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. So we have a day of fasting. And that day, as we know, it's a 24-25 hour fast. The Yom Kippur begins at night and ends the following evening. So that's the only biblical fast we have. And in fact, the Torah is so concerned about our health, it gives us a biblical mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur, Pashtis, to have strength. So when the Nevi'im instituted the four fast days, out to Churban Habayis Rishon, the Som HaRevi, Som HaChamishi, etc. So the simple understanding is, and the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam goes into it more, that we have a general rule, Tikkun D'Rabbanan Ke'ein D'Raisa Tikkun. The rabbinical fast days, or the ones from the prophets, are patterned after the biblical fast days. So the assumption would be that, just like Yom Kippur is a 24-hour fast day, so too all these other fast days. Not only does it start at night, but also the five inuyim we have on Yom Kippur, eating and drinking, bathing, anointing, wearing leather shoes, having relations. So as well, they also were applied. So when the Jews were exiled during Churban Bayis Rishon, when they have their 70-year Golus Babel, the assumption, the simple pshat seems to be that they had Yom Kippur, and they had the four fast days, which functionally were Yom Kippur. They had the five inuyim in the beginning of the night. That's the way some assume. And then what happened was, when they returned from Golus Babel to rebuild the Bayis Sheni, the second temple, so they wanted to know what's going on. So he says, Ko Amar Hashem, Som HaRevi, Som HaChamishi. So what exactly did the Navi tell them? It seems to be clear, during Golus Babel for 70 years, it seems to be that they observed all the fast days like Yom Kippur. So what happened when they came back and the Beis HaMikdash was going to be rebuilt? And then what's going to happen when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed again? So that's what the Gemara explains on Yud Ches Amud Beis in Rosh Hashanah. there are different stages. So I could say during Churban Bayisheni, so during Bayisheni, the simple explanation is when the Beis HaMikdash was up, Esasim V'Simcha, they were all festive days. You know, one could discuss Yom Kippur, maybe Yom Kippur might have been different, a universal day of Aveles, but Pashas, let's assume all of them were Sason V'Simcha. After the Churban Bayisheni, and they had the Bar Kokhva rebellion, Haruge Beitar, and in other situations, it was time of suffering and decrees and persecution. So therefore, it seems to be as well that goes back to the original din, that they were obligated to fast on these days. So when the Beis HaMikdash is up, so then we make these days holidays. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, but there's a Gzeiras HaMalchus, so then we're obligated to fast. We could discuss whether they're obligated to fast, like we said originally, whether it was 24 hours or not, but clearly, whether it's 24 hours in the morning, they're obligated to fast. However, the Gemara tells us a middle ground, that when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, but we don't have Gzeiras HaMalchus, I guess from Yehuda HaNasi. So therefore, it says, Ratu Mis'anin, Ratu Ein Mis'anin. We'll have to go and explain what that means, that the fast became optional. So the Gemara says, that's only regarding three out of the four fast days, regarding the Yud Zayin Tammuz, Asara fast, the Gzom Gedalia, and Asara B'Teves, they became dependent on the people. However, since Tisha B'Av, Shani Tisha B'Av, Shehuch B'Lo Tzaras, Tisha B'Av was always mandatory because of what happened on it. And that's how they explained the Gemara. What about how are you going to fast on Yud Zayin Tammuz and Asara B'Teves? The answer is, they didn't send out messengers. Since it was optional, there was no need to send out messengers. So, again, we have to understand, what does that mean? Is it optional today? So, we assume it's not optional. Midina Gemara, it was optional. We've taken it upon ourselves. We'll have to go into what that means in terms of Kvar Shovo Lav Kechova, and also in terms of how machmer we could be. How do we view these fasts that are only optional? And then we'll get into a machokas, mechaber, ramah, rishonim, exactly what does that mean. So nevertheless, so we have the three time zones. We have the time zone when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt at the Sasam Isimcha, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and we had Gzeiras HaMalchus, so it's a chovid fast. And you're in a middle situation, like Pashas we are now, that there is no Beis HaMikdash. There's definitely no Beis HaMikdash. And there's no Gzeiras HaMalchus. There are always going to be anti-Semites, and maybe depending on the land. And think of Soloveitchik used to say that, you know, obviously maybe during the Nazi Holocaust, that was the time where these fast days became obligated. But today, there's no open, you have open anti-Semites, but the rules of the government, at least depending where you live, are not Gzeiras HaMalchus, so it's only optional. So that's some background information on the different fast days. So the three time zones is, so we have Yom Kippur is the only biblical fast, and that we know is a full day fast, a 24-hour. And Pashas, when the Jews during Golas Bavel, after Churban Bayis Rishon, when they were down 70 years, so the Pashas, they observed the fast days just like Yom Kippur, 24 hours and all the five Inuyim. And when we returned to Bavel, they wanted to know what to do. So the Navi told them, when the Beis HaMikdash is up, it's a Sasu V'Simcha. When the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, they knew it wasn't going to last forever. So when the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, and the Gzeiras HaMalchus, we had the whole problem with Arugei Beitar and Bar Kokhba. So then it was a Chiyuv. And Bizman Hazeh, so then it's Ratzu Mitzanin, Ratzu Einu Mitzanin. We don't have that option anymore. The difference, Tisha B'Av Shani, Tisha B'Av Shuch B'Lo Tzaras. We'll have to understand it. What's Pshat that Tisha B'Av is different? It clearly is different. In what way is it different? And therefore, what is the difference today? That since it's Ratu Mitzanim, Ratu Einu Mitzanim, so as we'll see, as we do know, that for Yudzayin Tammuz, and for Asara B'Tevis, and Tom Gedalia, so therefore we start fasting, and the Heter Achil we have at night, the Isser of Tainis only begins in the morning, as opposed to Tisha B'Av, Kushani Bo, Tisha B'Av, Jokol Tzaris, that's connected to Yom Kippur, and that the fast is always a 24-25 hour fast.